Blackstone Audio presents Game of Mirrors by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. This book is read by Grover Gardner. 1. He'd already been sitting for at least 2 hours, naked as the day God created him, in a chair that looked dangerously like an electric chair. Wrists and ankles bound in iron bands to which were attached a great many wires that led into a metal cabinet all decorated on the outside with quadrants, pressure gauges, ampere meters, barometers, and little green, red, and blue lights blinking on and off without end. On his head was a sort of dome, just like the hair dryers that hairdressers put on ladies' heads when giving them a perm, except that his was connected to the cabinet by a large black cable with hundreds of colored wires wound up inside. The doctor, a man of about 50 with a helmet of hair parted in the middle, a goatee, gold-rimmed glasses, a smock that couldn't possibly have been any whiter, and an obnoxious, conceited air, had been asking him questions rapid-fire, such as, "Who was Abraham Lincoln? Who discovered America? What do you think of when you see a woman with a nice backside? What's 9 times 9? What would you rather eat, an ice cream cone or a piece of moldy bread? How many of Rome's 7 kings were there? What would you rather see, a funny movie or a fireworks display? If a dog attacked, would you run away or stand your ground and growl?" At a certain point, the doctor suddenly fell silent, went ahem, ahem with his throat, removed a stray thread from the sleeve of his smock, looked Montalbano in the eye, then sighed, shook his